Today we are celebrating All Saints Sunday, and people have a different understanding of what it means to be a saint. The common understanding is that a saint is a person who is like very spiritual or thought of as being so good and virtuous that most people could never come close to that level of goodness. In the slide is a picture of someone who was known to most of us as Mother Teresa of Calcutta, and who was made a saint. She devoted nearly all of her adult life caring for the poor people of Calcutta in India, even though she was from Eastern Europe. And, you know, when someone says a saint, not just an official Catholic saint, but just a saintly person, many people, including myself, think of her. And I'm sure that you've known a small number of people who are just the greatest, most wonderful people. They are humble, loving, gracious, sacrificing, just incredible people, and you say about them, man, that person is just a saint. But their level of goodness is so high that other people, including myself for sure, and perhaps others, would never think of ourselves as being able to attain that level of goodness in our lifetime. However, in the Bible, all the people who followed Christ were called the saints. So from the very beginning, anybody who followed Christ was a saint. Then later in the Christian traditional church, Catholic Church, a saint became known as someone who did incredible things for Christ and the church with the key provision that the potential saint performed three verifiable miracles. Now, there is a very long and strict process for someone becoming a saint, and you are made one only after death. Now, there are over 10,000 saints in the Catholic Church's list. Some saints have their own day, like Saint Valentine, who has his day on February 14th. That is supposedly the day in which he died. And it's for the priest who defied law. It was a command from the emperor and said, there shall be no marriages between Christian people. And he defied it, and he did weddings for Christian couples. And then when he refused to renounce Jesus Christ, he was put to death. And while in prison, one of the miracles was that he healed the sight of his jailer's daughter. And that led him to becoming venerated, as it's called, a saint. Now, most people recognize the other saint in the slide at the bottom, and that is St. Patrick, the patron saint of Ireland. His day is March 17th. You notice the shamrock, the three-leaf clover in his hand, and he used it to teach children about the Trinity, God as Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Now, these are just two of the saints. Now, if you've got 10,000 saints on the list, and you got 365 days, it would be an average of just about 30 saints per day. And like, if you're supposed to like celebrate all of these saints, they just weren't enough days to cover the saints for a special day. And in many churches, including ours, we've honored those who have passed away in the past year, and called them saints that have gone before us. So I think that for many of us, the best shot that we have for becoming a saint won't happen until we die. And so there is a sense in which all of us could be thought of someday, hopefully, as a saint. But then there's the flip side, and that's being a sinner. Now, that's something that you and I can be right now, all right? I know that that's true for me. I'm not going to tell you why, but it's just true. Now, the thing is, while sinners are thought of as bad people, they are actually just people who, on different levels, are disconnected from God in some way. Now, I've said before, earlier in sermons, that sin is being separated from God or being off the mark. And to be called a sinner doesn't necessarily mean you're a bad, bad person. Now, on the other hand, being a saint does not mean that you are a perfect, flawless person either. Pastor Nadia Boltz Weber is a Lutheran pastor. Now, she has a congregation in Denver, Colorado called the House of All Saints and Sinners that is filled with people who are struggling with dysfunction, who are recovering alcoholics, who are people with substance abuse problems, and a whole lot of other things. And one of the things that she says is this: everyone is 100% sinner and 100% saint. That's a good thought. So what I'd like for you to write now is to turn to the people around you and say, congratulations, you're a saint and a sinner. So I want you to know that being a saint doesn't mean that you're all that great. And being a sinner, though, means that you're not all that bad. There's a line from a play called A Woman of No Importance, and it was written over 100 years ago by a playwright named Oscar Wilde. But that line is quoted by many religious people, including Pope Francis, but it says this: every saint has a past, and every sinner has a future. Meaning that every saint has something in their past that's not so great, but every sinner has the hope of something in the future. Now, in reading up about St. Teresa, it's interesting to find that even someone like Mother Teresa in her life was criticized for her ministry in different ways. That she didn't stick up for justice enough, that she allowed the people to suffer, because she actually believed that suffering was a part of being a Christian, and so sometimes she would delay treatment for some people. She also confessed for many years, feeling distant from God, even having doubts about her faith. And yet she always chose to persevere in her ministry day after day, in spite of the challenges. This oft-criticized, sometimes doubtful person, who always thought of herself as a sinner, was venerated as a saint. Being a saint doesn't mean you're perfect, but it means that at rare and lovely times, you are perfectly doing the will of God. It also means that no matter what has happened, what you've done, that you realize that you are a sinner, that you're disconnected from God. And even if you are that, and all of us are that at some point, there is the hope of redemption, of second chances, and the opportunity to do something special for God, even something that might be considered saintly. So I want to end with this thought. We may never be venerated as a great saint, but we hopefully will not be a sinner who does something horrible. And every day, several times a day, there will be choices in front of each one of us. Most of the time, it's going to be small choices. Sometimes it's going to be a big one, where we will either be saintly or sinful. And I want you to take the time to realize that you're going to be confronted by these times of choices, and see if you can make a saintly choice. Now, there are going to be times we're going to mess up. I think what we're shooting for is that more of the time, we're going to make a saintly choice rather than a sinful choice. Now, at the Pancakes and Praise service, someone asked a question, a great question, saying, well, how do you know that your choice is saintly or not? That's a great, great question. I think you've got to be prayerful about it. I think you've got to think about all the different options that are available to you. What will happen if you do this and that? And you just hope and pray that God will lead you to make the right direction. Now, sometimes you may have thought you made the saintly decision, but it turned out to be not a great decision. And I think another important saintly quality is to have the humility to say to yourself, I think I made a mistake. To that asks forgiveness from God and forgiveness from that person, and to humble yourself and say, I made a wrong decision, but now I want to do better. That in itself is a saintly decision. So take time to reflect on your choices this week and beyond. Be prayerful, careful, mindful of the choices you make. Take as much time as you're given to make a saintly choice. And I pray and I hope that each of us will know the joy of faithful living through Jesus Christ. Let's pray. God, I am so grateful to you for all that you've given us, for the saints that have come before us, Saint Teresa, Saint Valentine, Saint Patrick, even the ones from Hawaii, Saint Damien and Saint Marianne Cope. We just pray for each one of us. 100% sinners, but 100% saints. And that when confronted with the many challenges of our lives, that we will very prayerfully and carefully make the kinds of choices that will be pleasing to you and that will benefit others. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.